Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Brad. How are you guys doing today?
Are you like Woody's brother, Brad?
To what?
Okay,
no,
okay.
It's not.
Okay, good. Just
very
checking.
Different voice.
Well, I mean, we had an AJ a while ago.
That's
you
true.
Never know. Okay.
That's true.
What's up, Brad?
Not much. I went on a date with a young lady, and she hasn't gotten back to me, and I kind of wanted you guys to help on it.
Tell us about it.
So it's this young lady, Tiffany, and I, we knew each other in high school, but we hadn't, you know, I mean, it's been forever. We kind of reconnected at a friend's engagement party, and I invited her out on a date. We went to my place and, you know, had made dinner for her. And,
nice.
I thought it went great, but I haven't heard back from her, and so I just kind of wondered if you guys could help me out with that.
But you've tried to get hold of her, right? And nothing.
Yeah, I tried to get a hold of her, and just she's just not getting back to me. We even made, you know, my mom's famous meatballs, so.
Man, a recipe from your mom, Woody.
And that still didn't work?
That should be a slam dunk.
Phew.
You would think so. No one dislikes her meatballs, you know? I come from a big Italian family. It's like our secret recipe. No one dislikes them. Like, restaurants have tried to get her recipe, or so I've heard.
We capiche. Brad.
I want to try these meatballs.
We want the meatballs. Okay, so we are going to give her a call about, 10 minutes? Woody?
Sounds good.
Okay.
You hang on that long, Brad?
Well, I mean, I could try.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Brad, what complimented this dinner?
So we had, you know, mom's famous meatballs. We had some spaghetti. We had fresh garlic bread.
Ooh!
And we finished it off with some fresh handmade cannolis.
You okay, Woody?
No, I'm wondering why I couldn't have been invited to this date.
Well, he doesn't want to date
the next date, buddy.
Give him a minute.
Let's find out what went down.
All right, be real quiet, okay, Brad? We're gonna call her up.
Hello.
Hi there. Are you Tiffany?
Yeah. Who is this?
I'm Nancy.
And I'm Woody.
Hi.
So we're all friends now.
Lovely.
And you, you're an accountant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're radio people.
Oh, okay.
All right, she doesn't listen. That's okay.
That's fine.
We work at the country station in Dayton, K99.1 FM. And what do we do every day, weekday?
We do this thing. It's called Second Date Update, where two people will go out on a date, and one person wants to have another date but can't get a hold of the other person, so they call us to do that for them.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of figured that you're not a big Italian food lover. That's got to be it, right?
Oh, my gosh.
She must know who we're talking about at this point.
I think she does. Brad?
Yeah. This about that date?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's how this works. You know, he couldn't get hold of you, so he called Woody and me, and we did.
And he told you exactly what happened?
He said it was homemade dinner with his mom's...
His mom's famous
recipe
meatballs.
And
his homemade dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, homemade
recipe.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Over his house.
So, okay, so let me give you a little bit more context.
Okay.
So we met in high school, but we recently reconnected at a friend's engagement party. And, you know, he's not bad looking, so
right.
It was fun to get to reconnect and everything. And so I came over for dinner, and it smelled so good. And the table was all set. It was so lovely. It was, like, almost too good to be true. But it was absolutely too good to be true, because then someone's, like, yelling at him, and I was like, who's here? And his mom comes out, and she asks if she made enough for our dinner. So she made everything, and I guess he still lives with her, so...
What?
I sat through dinner, but that was kind of a deal-breaker for me.
I mean, Tiffany, I'm going to be completely honest here. If what he described to us, what his mom made, I'd be more than okay with having mom make me dinner.
I love that for you, but that's just not what I'm looking for.
Let me get this straight. The worst thing you have to say about our date is that my mom made us dinner? Like, that's the worst thing that happened?
It's more the underlying worst part. It's that you need to rely on her to make a dinner. That's not a self-sufficient person that I want to end up with.
First off, I don't need to rely on my mom for dinner. I chose to.
Okay, so why couldn't you have made the dinner?
I chose to because I wanted to put my best foot forward. I wanted to impress. I know my mom's cooking is amazing. I was trying to give you the best experience possible. You'd never have my mom's cooking.
You're almost 30 years old and you have your mom cook all the food on your dates?
I chose to do it this time because I wanted to do something special because I thought we had something. Apparently, I was wrong. At some point, you were going to meet her. I thought you would enjoy a really good... How often do you have a really good home-cooked meal like that? She didn't bother us on the date. She went back to her room to watch television.
You do live with your mom. You live there.
Well, I mean, she's got a room there. But, you know, she's got her own place, but she comes over whenever she, you know, wants to, and, you know, when she needs to. I don't want to, you know, make her make that long trip back at night, so I have a room for her.
Does she?
That's sweet.
Well, your first date is there?
Why not?
Did you not eat the most delicious Italian food you ever had, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Are you seriously siding with him?
Yeah, I'm trying to get on his good side. I want to invite to the next family dinner.
Just talk to his mom. You know, why didn't you just tell her, hey, my mom, come over. My mom's going to cook for us.
I didn't think that it was that big of a deal. I wanted it to be a nice surprise, you know.
Surprise.
Never come over.
Were you surprised, Tiffany?
Sure was. That'd be nice if we were still in high school, but it's been like 10 years, and you're still living with your mother. And your poor mom made herself a plate and then took it back to her room.
Yeah, she was trying to give us some privacy. She didn't want to, you know, interrupt. She wanted us to have a good time. She was watching Wheel of Fortune, and you know how she loves that show. Like, I mean, Pat Sajak. Who doesn't love Pat Sajak?
I watch the wheel.
And the worst part is that, so I sat through dinner. It was delicious.
Good.
I get up to help clear some of the dishes, you know, help clean up. And he goes, oh, no. My mom will take care of that. And then he yells for her to come back in and clean the dishes for us.
She didn't, did she?
She did.
She's good like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You should be able to cook and clean for yourself and for your date.
I mean, you know, she's the best.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, Nancy.
Yeah.
You think it's about time we put an end to this?
Nick, do we?
Yes.
Okay, our boss says we have to make this offer where when you call us for help on Second Date Update and we hear both sides, we try to get you to go out again on us. We'll pay for transportation, the entertainment. Mom does not have to cook. Mom can't go. But you have to say yes, right?
I mean, it sounds like the food won't be quite as good, but I'm totally up for it.
Tiff?
I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks.
It's because the food won't be as good, right?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Okay.
Brad, what time's dinner on Sunday?
I mean, if you guys at the station are serious, come on over. Hey, Woody, how do you look in a dress, man?
Well, I don't know if I've never tried one on, but...
He's got hairy legs.
For some cannoli, I might.
I put you in some nice fishnets.
You kind of ruining this now, Brad.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30, Second Date Update.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.